Knucklehead, 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 knucklehead.
What's up, guys? We're the Knuckleheads Podcast. I'm the fanboy.
I'm the hater, and I'm going to cough. Hold on. Keep going.
And I'm the fence rider. Welcome to the conversation.
You could have just said your name real fast and then shut off your mic.
No, but he has to, this is his signature, man. He has to let people know who he is and then give a sense.
So let's continue the conversation about the fence rider's porno. can we bring that
the
up?
The hater watches.
Yeah, it's called the fence rider, littlest dick in the world. So yeah, of course I wanted to watch it.
You wanted to watch it?
Did
that turn you on, hater?
He tried to make a porno video and wound up being a GIF because it's so short. No, don't you remember Zach and Miri? Anybody wants to see anybody fuck. He's like, if Rosie O'Donnell was in a porno, I'd want to see her fuck.
I mean, that video is a pretty popular show.
Don't you remember that? Was that Trump picture real? The one where he was doing the spray tan and he was naked? You ever seen that picture?
I don't think so. Because he only usually applies bronzer from that, like the neck up, barely. He don't seem to be very covered across the board.
The one also that's from Cheeto?
The rest of his body is
pale.
Ghost white?
it's pretty bad. If you look up just like shit pictures of him, you can see it looks like a face mask. Like he doesn't always go far enough to talk the line. Yeah. So you can like see when he looks a certain way, he just looks pale.
They show the one where where there's wind and then the back of his head where the hair comes up, you can see like the outline of where the bronzer stops too. I saw that. I don't understand, like, so first off, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on all platforms. Buy our shit on Teespring. I don't understand, like,
the hype about bronzing.
No, you go bronzer and you do comb over. Like, bro, pick one and be good at it. Stop half-assing your look.
Yo, but it don't matter because my dude gets like
bad pussy.
Don't get shit.
He's famous. Of course he gets pussy.
Yo, he was the president of the United States, bro.
Even before that.
Even before that. He just grabbed the pussy. He grabbed the vagina.
He may grab the pussy, but he ain't getting the pussy. Melania,
not for nothing.
She's kind of bad.
Yo, she can catch it.
She's fucking hit. Oh, God, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Maybe it's also her accent.
All right, guys. Start vomiting, put your finger in your mouth and induce vomiting. Go, because you guys got a parasite. That bitch is god damn.
I mean, so we're wrong because we like something and you don't?
Yeah, well, because it's that. It's just like.
So which first lady would you give it to?
Barbara Bush, because her name is Bush.
Give it right into her bush? I don't know. I don't think our presidential first ladies.
I mean, okay, hold on. Melania is a fucking dime piece to Obama.
She was a model.
To Obama's wife, Melania is a dime piece.
If that's the case, I'd rather fuck Jimmy Carter's wife. If I had to pick between Melania and Jimmy Carter's wife, I'm going to fuck Jimmy Carter's wife.
Jimmy Carter's wife when? Now?
Yeah, right now, right? Oh, fucking all right.
You love the cock. that bitch is like 600 years old.
That's fine. I'd rather go near that than that other woman. That's fucking repellent.
Really?
Yeah, so just looking at her, like, just her face. She has I want to punch you in the face for me. I look at her in the face, I'm like, I just want to slug her.
You know why? Because you hate Trump so much. That's why.
I think so.
And women.
I mean, I don't know about all that, but I do hate Trump.
Dude, looking at her model pictures? Dude, she's bad, man.
I don't know how you guys can be attracted to her. Like, she's total just turn off.
I mean, I don't know, man. When you look at her model pictures, I'm like, damn, all right. Hello, first lady. Let's stand at attention for this bit.
All I know is if I had to choose between shooting Hitler, Osama, and Trump, Trump's getting all three bullets in the fucking head.
Jesus, bro. You a hater.
I think, so a couple of things that I wanted to go over this week. I don't know if you guys seen, probably not, because it's kind of a niche area. Maybe the fence rider have seen some in the channel on Facebook. A lot of the toy releases this week.
Oh, for Hot Toys and stuff?
Well, Hot Toys, so there was three different events this week. One was for Hot Toys, that was like their Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. And then Ringside Collectibles, which is the wrestling stuff, theirs. And then Mattel, they had their version of like Mattel Creations or something. And dude, that shit, they have a Sergeant Slaughter. that's the same size as the G.I. Joe figures, and it sold out in like less than 2 minutes.
When do they not sell out in less than like 2 minutes, I guess is the question.
Well, I mean, it's normally some stuff sells out, like if it's not an exclusive, maybe half hour, things of that nature. But that shit, by the time I added it to my cart, it was already sold out. Yeah, it was wild. But the figures are really cool. I'm very excited for the ringside collectible stuff because they're bringing back a lot of figures because I really only collect like the older wrestler vintage stuff. They're bringing back some of those older figures that, you know, WWE made one figure and then now it's like $300-$400 to buy it because it's rare. So they're coming out with different versions of them from different pay-per-views. So like now I'll be able to get them for the $28 instead of fucking having to pay $200, like, you know, or even $100 or whatever the price is. So that's pretty fun.
I think that's the thing with those, especially ringside collectibles, when it comes to like those old wrestlers that you're not going to find again, or you're not, it's very rare that they'll probably make them. That's why they get sold out so fast.
Well, no, ringside, the Sergeant Slaughter wasn't a ringside collectible. Ringside actually doesn't sell out. They take pre-orders.
Oh, so which one?
Mattel put it out. Yeah, Mattel Creation. They also do like crowdfunding similar to the way Hasbro does it, where if you, depending on how many backers you get, the more things get added. So like, so last year I pre-ordered the Sentinel from X-Men and it's like $350 and I'm selling it cause it's worth like $1,000 or $1,500. When you pre-order it, at 4,000 backers, it gets an extra head. At 4,500, it gets extra hands and it keeps going up the more they do. And they just keep adding shit. They'll add a second figure. They'll add a bunch of stuff. So this year is Galactic. But it's like 32 inches or something tall. And it has like LEDs and all that stuff.
Wait, did you share that one with us?
I mean, possibly.
Or so it could have been the Defender.
It could have been, yeah. Because that one's in Hasbro Pulse. But then Mattel is starting to do the same thing. So they're coming out with a wrestling ring that is going to be, you know, crowdsourced backed.
Yeah, but right now, I think it's at like 5,000.
Galactus?
No, the wrestling ring. Oh, my bad. It only has 631 backers.
The wrestling ring?
Yeah. The WWE Ultimate Edition New Generation Arena, right? That one?
Does it have a UC Diesel?
Yeah.
Okay, so so that's a different company. So Mattel, that ring is badass. It has like the entrance, the curtain, light up Titantron. Like it's a really cool display piece. But the ones for Hasbro, once they sell out, that's it. Once they close the back, you can't back it anymore. That's it. So like previous years, like they had like stuff that's selling for like $4,000 or $5,000 at this.
So if things are like, if they don't reach their mark, you guys get your money back, right?
Yeah, but it's never. It's
never not hit the mark.
Hell no. Like within a couple of hours, it already hits their goal. Like their goal is like 4,000 backers. And then on the last one, it had like 28,000 backers. So like they're becoming more popular because they're being worth money. So the reason why I bought the Sentinel was because the Sentinel, like being in the toy community, a lot of people are army builders, which means like if there's a soldier or a ninja, like in order to do pictures and stuff on Instagram, you need like 10 soldiers or like, so they buy a lot of those army building stuff. So Sentinel can't just have one Sentinel if you're doing army build. So I'm taking the gamble, or I took the gamble when I paid for it last year. It ships in September. But if it's anything like the other Hasbro stuff, it's double or triple, some are quadruple the price of what I pay.
No, that's only going to show up till 2023.
No, it's supposed to ship September. The thing that got pushed back is so there's another company, which I want to shit on them. So let me get their name. Did you see any Hot Toys you liked? The Armorer looked pretty cool.
Which one?
The Armorer from The Mandalorian, the chick that makes the arm. I didn't pre-order that one, but it looks pretty cool.
I saw a bunch of new stuff like the What If Marvel stuff, the Star Wars stuff. It just didn't, nothing that really caught my eye that I'm like, ooh, I need or I want. Like it kind of felt like a money grab to me in a way. To be honest, like the especially the Doctor Strange Iron Man,
terrible.
I felt like you just put Doctor Strange's head on the same thing on the mock whatever five or
that comment I put has a bunch of fucking likes and laughs because I put that it was like when you have extra Doctor Strange head and Iron Man body and then the guy's like say no more and then he just fucking puts them together. Because that's all it is. It's literally nothing to write home on. Like, it's not impressive.
Yeah, like I said, I wasn't really impressed with what they released. I mean, it's cool if people want to buy it, you know, add to your collection. The Thor seems pretty good from the Avengers Endgame.
That one looked pretty good, yeah.
The axe and the hammer. I know I was seeing something where a lot of people were hating on it. I don't know why, but the beard looks badass.
They were hating on Mysterio.
Oh, okay.
They were hating on the Jake Gyllenhaal, his sculpt. They were saying like it didn't look the same. But when I looked at it, I was like, oh, that looks really good. Yeah. So I mean, I'm an amateur, I guess, compared to some of these dudes. But the one thing that I pre-ordered, they released the Bad Batch, Hunter and Echo. So I pre-ordered those two. So when they come out, because I really love Tech. So when they pre-order, when Tech eventually comes out and Wrecker, I'll pre-order those so I can have the collection. But for the most part, I didn't really pre-order that. I only pre-ordered those two. And then at the end of this month, my last payment for Spider-Man goes through. So then I should be getting that one next month. But yeah, I wasn't really impressed.
The one thing that I did see was this Wolverine animated series. It's called The Sad Wolverine action figure.
He's looking at the picture.
Yeah, that looked amazing. That looks amazing.
Besides amazing, it was genius packaging.
yeah, it really does. Like the art, I feel like that's something you would like, Hater, because it really like brings out like the 90s feel from it, way they drew it and everything.
Yeah, it's like right out of the page. That one, I'm sure, is gonna flew off the shelf in seconds.
Yeah, but you know how much that it's expensive. I think it's like $250 or something.
I think that the matter of people who are gonna buy that motherfucker.
Oh yeah. No, yeah, of course. I mean, it's a pretty decent one, and it has more space, which for some people that don't know, in the animated series, Morph died like in the first episode or something, and he was like Wolverine's best friend. So.
I want to get, so they released Gambit as well, you could pre-order Gambit for Hot Toys. So I'm eventually, probably after the Lake House, I'm going to pre-order Gambit, the Wolverine, because they have a Hot Toy Wolverine from the animated series. And then I'm on the wait list right now for the Cyclops from the animated, because I love that suit. Like you could get the bright ass blue and yellow suit.
Which one is this one?
Who's on Hot Toys.
Hot Toys? I gotta look at their stuff. Like, I'm trying, like, I love X-Men, and I'm trying to, like, collect, at least start collecting a little more, because I'm a fan of Gambit, Cyclops, at least from the Apocalypse, Age of Apocalypse world. The thing is, like, those toys are hard to find. They dropped, like, a set of six, and they were sold out.
I mean,
and I think the wave two is about to come out.
eBay is the only eBay or like a lot of the stuff that sells out really quick. To be honest, like I used to stress a lot about it because I'm annoyed that I can't get something because I know like scalpers got it. But what I started seeing is like eventually it comes back around. Like a lot of times the figure either gets reskinned. Or it comes back around as the same redo kind of. It's the same character, just some one thing different. But I would say if you really want to jump into it and not like break the bank, the Marvel Legends stuff is always really good. They have a lot of those.
That's what I'm referring to. Those those toys they're gone. Like,
but on eBay, how much are they?
eBay, I haven't checked. I'm just not a fan of the whole eBay thing, but let me see.
I mean, if you want them, it's the only way to get them.
He could try praying.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I started pre-ordering more Hot Toys, because it's infuriating that I missed out on two of them because I thought that they would restock eventually, and they never do. And now when I check on eBay, they're like $500-$600 each, and it's fucking like devastating for me.
I mean, I'm good. Like if I don't get them, whatever. because I got my Captain America, I got the John Wick, and I got my this special Marvel like package, and I still have them in the box because we're gonna move soon, and I don't want to open that shit up and have to pack it up again. I have to worry about, oh, when we move, what's gonna happen and all that shit. I ain't trying to deal with that.
The company that it's Action Force. That's the brand, and they're by Valiverse.
That's the one you don't like?
Yes, they're fucking garbage, and I hope they close because they so I didn't know this, that they had a bad reputation, but apparently they – so I pre-ordered this Sergeant Slaughter that is the same scale as the G.I. Joes, and it comes with, like, guns and side stuff. Like, it's a very good figure because the G.I. Joe line is never going to get a Sergeant Slaughter. Because they don't, Hasbro doesn't own the rights to Sergeant Slaughter. Mattel does. So this company makes a version of him. And I pre-ordered this like, I want to say almost 2 years ago. And it's been pushed back like 5 times. And when it was supposed to ship in July, this July, and it got pushed back to November now. And it keeps getting pushed back like 4 or 5 months. And like I was getting frustrated. And I talked to my friend and he was like, yo, that if you look them up, they have a lot of like, they take a shit ton of pre-orders and then can't do anything. And sometimes it could take years to get their figures. Like they don't like, yeah, like sometimes they don't, you know, they don't either make enough or they never ship them. Cause there's been times where they just eventually canceled everyone's pre-order. And like that shit is infuriating to me. So, when they push back this one, I went on Big Bad Toy Store. I canceled it. And then I went to the Mattel website and I tried to buy the new fucking Sergeant Slaughter. That shit sold out.
And your feelings are officially slaughtered?
No, because the Ringside Collectibles is putting out the bad guy version of Sergeant Slaughter. The one where he works for, where he's with Saddam. So they're putting that one out.
Damn. Cool with
that. But I like my Sergeant Slaughter that I have. It's just, it's the wrestling version. Doesn't have the guns and he's too tall to be with the 6-inch. Shut up.
It's all about size with you, isn't it?
No, I just hate when my figures don't match. Going over some other stuff today, I had a couple of, or not a couple, they're a shit ton. So last week we went over like maybe 5 would you rathers or 10, but this website has 71. And some of the ones from last week were okay. But I wanted to go further down that list to see what shenanigans can we get into.
My bad. What, just so you know, I did find what you were talking about. I found a place that has them for like 170.
The
first wave. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's 7 characters and the Builder figure with Colossus.
And how much is that?
170.
That's great.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Because when I bought all the Spider-Verse figures... Into the Spider-Verse, I had to buy all of them, so it builds the bad guy. And I think I paid like 100 and change off of Hasbro. Like I got them at list price, so yeah, that's not bad. Even I would say even at 200 for figures that aren't coming back out for a long time, that's not bad for 7 figures total. Which I really like that when companies do that, especially Big Bad Toy Store. They sell them individually, and then you could just buy the whole set in one shot. I like that. Because if you want the whole set, like a lot of times one of them will sell out when you buy them individually. Because that's what happened with the Bad Batch, the Black Series. When I went to buy them, like a couple of them sold out. So I can't buy the whole set together. So I'm like, all right, fuck you. I'm not piecemealist. I'll wait until I can get the whole set. But then when I saw Hot Toys, like I like to have the Hot Toy of the Star Wars figure and then the small one. So right now, that's what I have with Boba Fett, Mandalorian. I'll have it with the other 2 Star Wars. But I, for the most part, like I'm hoping that they restock some of the older stuff. Yeah. And like the Spider-Man I got, I don't see myself buying any other Spider-Mans. Because I do feel like like with Iron Man especially, they keep just taking advantage of the fans so bad. it's kind of wild how much they take advantage of the fans with that shit.
That's why I'm not into like that's one of my gripes with like Hot Toys and stuff. Like you just remake the same character over and over and over again, and I get it, you know, the movies came out, so you probably release one for every movie. I get it, but I kind of want to see something different.
or it's also like another factor. Retro. There's another factor of we pay X amount of dollars for an IP and we're going to get our fucking money's worth. The shitty part right now is that me and the Defender, we collect the Hasbro G.I. Joes, and we almost have like the entire series. It's like 30 of, and now Super 7, which is another toy company, they're coming out with the same figures, but they're 7 inches, not 6 inches, but they have more accessories and they're double the price of the Hasbro one. And then Mezco is another company that they're coming out with Joes.
8-inch figures.
Well, I don't know if they're 8-inch, but like all of them have different accessories or whatever. So like they did it with Ghostbusters as well. Like Hasbro had Ghostbusters. I bought all of them. And then Mezco came out with them. And to get all of them, it's like $300. But those have like cloth clothes and like the difference in quality is definitely really good.
I think you just got to be happy. Once you get something, you got to come in and be happy with it. And
that's it. I buy the Black Series figures from Star Wars. I'm not deviating from that. I have the Hasbro Power Rangers. And then I have another version of the Power Rangers. That's the 12-inch.
Oh, Hot Toys has the Power Ranger line, which I'm like thinking, because it's not bad. It's $150, and it doesn't seem bad.
The original ones?
That's a statue, no?
No. No.
The one I got is $550 for all of them.
No, these are cloth, and like they're the old ones.
You might want to look it up, because I think you might be looking up the wrong one. Because the ones that I'm talking about that are 12-inch, that are Hot Toy, it's not Hot Toys, but Hot Toys sells them, they're 100 each.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so maybe it's those.
So they're 100 each, and they just released a White Ranger.
Are they like Amigos?
Oh, my bad. It's Sideshow.
Yeah, that's Sideshow, Hot Toys. Yeah. Sideshow is Hot Toys.
Yeah. So that is the White Ranger for pre-order.
Yeah, but so that, it, yeah,
the
so
only
it's 100
thing is
each.
12 inches, though.
It's a Hot Toy size. That's what size Hot Toys are. So that's why I got those. So like, because it's cloth clothes or cloth thing, they're all extremely posable. You know,
and it's not that bad of a price. I think that's a really good price for them.
Think about it, If Hot Toys is $100, I'll have this whole fucking room filled with them.
How about you, Hater? Well, you collecting anything? You buying anything?
No, I never.
You're being cheap.
Well, I'm usually.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm usually pretty cheap, but I don't. I mean, I haven't really bought action figures or. I haven't had any real collectible hobbies in a long time.
Like, I have a pre-order for you coming. It's supposed to ship in July.
I feel like your brother is the one that has made your collection.
There's legitimacy to that. No?
Watch. Batman's, the Vegeta, Sergeant Slaughter, everything on these walls is because he gave it to me. After I stopped buying comics all them years back, like that was the only thing that I think collected hardcore was comics.
So should I stop?
No, I enjoy it.
Transfer over something to me and buy them the Power Rangers, bro.
So I already bought them for myself.
Yeah.
You can buy them for me? Damn.
Yeah. I also pre-ordered the White Ranger.
Fuck off.
And you can't pre-order one for me? Damn.
Bro, I thought you was going to get me the Invincible figures.
Dude, I thought you were going to get them for me. I got to drop hints over here.
It was my birthday was coming up, motherfucker. The thing I pre-ordered is from NECA. I ordered three of them. Because me and the Defender, like sometimes if you're able to buy more than one, we pre-order stuff for each other. Like, because a lot of times we both ain't getting it if we both try. Like one side always gets dicked. So like we kind of always get hosed. But the Fence Rider, should I tell him what it is or should I?
No, just wait.
Okay, cool.
It doesn't really affect him.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
I'm not affected by spoilers. Well, you know what I mean? I'm invincible to those things.
So Fentra, they also, if you look up Super 7, which that's where I got the Thundercats figures, they fucking coming out with Power Rangers too now. And so like Hasbro, Super 7, and the company...
Super 7 spelled out or the number?
Super 7. Yeah, no, the number. If you look at, they have Power Rangers now that are 7 inches, and they have like more accessories than the Hasbro ones that I have. So like that's the shit that sucks when they keep coming out with different versions and different companies and all that stuff. Like that drives me fucking crazy. But the a couple of the would you rathers I saw. So hey, do you remember what number we went up to?
I think like 15 or something.
Okay, 15. So let's ask the Fetch Rider to see which one he thinks. Would you rather be constantly itchy or constantly sticky?
Itchy.
And then I want to see, was there another one that there was another one? Oh, would you rather see your other half, like your wife, in a porn or your parents in a porn?
My wife.
Damn. okay, so that's, I'm going to go for,
you got, bro?
No. I mean, they're not, they're just, to me, they, some of these were really funny. Would you rather drink 2 liters of piss or 2 liters of sweat? That one is new. That's number 17.
I know what sweat tastes like.
I think the hater just kind of fucking threw up in his mouth.
Hater, what does piss taste like?
Yeah, you into the golden showers?
Not only that, but he's a survivalist, so I'm pretty sure he's tried his own piss or something.
He tried the filter and failed?
Yeah. It's not the most pleasant thing, and it is very, very warm out of the tap.
I'll probably do sweat then. Fuck that.
Did you drink out of your tap or someone else's tap?
It was during his porno days.
I might, that's a hard call. I don't know.
I'm taking sweat.
Yeah, I'll do sweat.
Sweat is salty, but I don't want to risk pee.
Yeah. Hey, sweat might be the lesser of the two evils in that one.
Can you put it in the fridge at least? Get it cold? Like, that's the thing.
I think it's apple juice.
Yeah. Spicy hot apple juice. Would you rather lick someone's armpit or have someone else lick your armpit?
I'd have someone lick mine.
Yeah, like, even if I got funk, that's their problem.
Yeah. Like,
don't shower for a few days.
Man, why are you going to do that on purpose, though?
Would you rather have a 10-inch long belly button that swayed to music or accordions for legs? So every time music played, your belly button just swayed like a fucking tree in the wind.
I guess you could tape that down or something, you know, put a rope on it.
Yeah, I think so. Damn, that's weird.
The accordions for legs, that would suck.
Every time you walk, they hear you coming.
Yeah, but does it crunch like an accordion? Because that would be even worse.
I would assume so.
Okay, let's try to get some more. Would you rather be constantly naked or always have people watch you have sex? Damn, that's a hard one too.
They're both equally appealing.
So would you rather be constantly naked or always have people watch you have sex? So you got to go to work naked? Never going to hold down a job.
I'd have people watch me have sex. Because if you got to take the train, you got to sit in somebody else's car, like you got to walk.
Imagine just sitting there. Just
or if it's mad cold. Swinging. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Or you got a sweat crack in the fucking seat of the chair, wherever you're sitting.
Yeah, but when it says
people. You can't hide that shit no more.
When it says people, does that mean like your parents and like your family see you have sex?
What if it's just like a random sampling? Like when you go to, as soon as you go to get intimate, the doorbell's like ding dong and you got to go open it. And then it's just random people.
I mean, it'd just be cameras. Like if they automatically it's not live? Get a feel. No, they automatically, it is live. They just automatically get like a.
No, I mean like live in your room. So which one are you picking? Which one are you picking?
Sex. I'm picking sex.
Yes, sex one.
I think sex makes. Would you rather be just friends with someone you love or marry someone you hate? I'd rather be friends.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
less wanting to kill that other person.
Would you rather be born with an elephant trunk or giraffe neck?
Giraffe neck.
Damn, that's tough because the giraffe neck, like you gotta watch out where you're going. Like you're gonna run into shit. You can't go into like on a plane. You're gonna be hurting your neck.
You just gotta duck.
How you deal with that on a plane though?
How you deal with that in the subway or anywhere? Like, depending, and also, is it, I guess, is the neck size relative to your size?
Yo, I will rock them turtlenecks. Like, no tomorrow, start a new fashion trend.
You got to get them custom made, though.
Yo, it don't matter. Because you can't hide your nose. You can't make it look fashionable.
I mean, at least if you take the elephant trunk, you got an extra defense mechanism, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'll like dye my hair, get a mohawk, and just put mad piercings down my trunk like a punk.
Yeah, I might go with the elephant trunk because you could use it for defense. Or
you could tattoo your fucking elephant trunk. If you're going to go fucking freak show, you might as well. Fucking with Steve Jobs' turtleneck that don't even reach his chin. Shut up.
Yo, you just hate him, bro. Mine will.
Would you rather eat poison ivy or a handful of wasps?
Probably the wasps, because you can like crush them, kill them first, no?
Yeah, but I mean, if you
live wasps,
are you firing down a handful or just like one at a time? You know what I'm saying? Like, because if you could just, I mean, at least the poison ivy will poison ivy kill you? Will it kill you if you eat it?
It won't kill you, but it'll fuck up your throat. If you're allergic to it, it'll probably kill
you. Because if you just grab a handful of wasps and fire them down, that motherfucker, they may just sting the fucking sting you to death.
All the way down. No! And they're just like...
So maybe the poison ivy, you can make it into like a mojito and, you know, fucking like that. With a wasp, at least, you know. I might go with the poison ivy on that one. Might be a little bit easier to swallow.
All right, so what I want to do, actually, I'm gonna. I have a
Florida man has done it already.
I have a good topic for a bank episode. So that was the poison ivy one. Would you rather be stranded on an island alone or with a person you hate the most? Because if you're there with the person you hate the most, I mean, you could eat.
Yo, Danilo would be there with Melania Trump, bro.
And hating his life, but one of us would be like, "Yeah, bitch."
I know, right?
But I'd eat her.
Yeah, I bet you would.
I mean, I would too, just in different ways. Yeah. I think you. No, he would be with Trump.
I think bro. So.
Trump or what's the turkey neck fuck that we sucks?
Turkey neck fuck?
Yeah, in
Lindsey Graham or Mitch McConnell?
Mitch McConnell, yeah, the one that like they always make fun of him on
Seth Meyers,
yeah, like or even Trevor Noah when he's like. He could be seen here watching a baby set on fire, and he's like smiling. Like it's just it's so. they make a lot of jokes.
I think for the beneficialness of survival, you need to go with the other person because even if you hate them, y'all have to team up or you're both gonna fucking die. So maybe if that other person is not a piece of shit, a solo survival situation is obviously a lot more detrimental.
Yeah, I think that makes more sense. I'm with you on that.
Would you rather crap yourself once a year in public or every day in private?
Public.
Yeah, once a year, because you could just stand in front of your house, fire it out, and then just go back inside.
No, what if it was, like, random? Like, you didn't know what day it came?
But then the thing is, like, if you're doing it every day, you know the cleanup that you got to deal with that shit? Nah.
Wash bill would be kind of crazy.
Seriously.
And you'd be so, like, dehydrated and everything. Like,
but I think
you wouldn't be. Because you're just doing it once.
Soon as you're on vacation or soon as like you get on the plane. Far from home or you're on a plane and you just deuce on yourself.
You go on that first date.
Yeah. Would you rather have a bell go off every time you're horny or never get horny?
Bell.
Yeah I mean, that, can it be a church bell? That's kind of the
therapy. Can it be one of those hotel bells? Ding! Service.
That sounded like the turkey's done. Would you rather be the recipient of a bukkake party or throw a bukkake? If you got to throw one, do you have to participate?
Yeah, like why wouldn't you? If you're throwing it, I would throw one.
Is it a reverse bukkake?
No, because then wouldn't it just be the same thing?
No, because in theory, recipient means you're getting it. Yeah, so you're getting it or you're throwing it. Like, what if you're throwing it? Like, meaning you're jizzing on something.
I thought it was more like. Wait, say it again, because I think
it says, "Would you rather be the recipient of a bukkake party or throw a bukkake party?"
I thought it meant like literally throw the party, like whatever. So then, yeah
that's what I thought.
You because then, but I was gonna say if it's a reverse, that's one guy and chicks like you know squirting on him and shit like that. So you know,
no, this ain't a fantasy. This is a would you rather.
So then, obviously, you want to be a shooter. You want to be in the shooting gallery to fire when ready.
Yeah, I'll be Steph Curry in that bitch. But I'm talking about I don't want to fucking get jizzed on. I also don't want to see a bunch of dudes jizzing in my general direction.
You just gotta focus, What if they were gonna pay you like $1,000?
That's chump change.
But you don't think you're making that much money, do you?
Well, actually, you know who sent the defender? He sent a video of how to become a porn star in Japan. And there are levels to this shit. So first, you start off on the back, like in the third row, bukkake section. And you gotta, like, you might get hit, but you gotta make it all the way to the chick or whatever. And then the next level is like frontline bukkake, which means that you can jizz on command. And then you make it to, what is it? I think porn star and stuff, where you actually get to sleep with the women and stuff like that. Like, and it's a lot of work. Like, these guys have to do like hundreds of shows a month and shit because there's so little of them. The requirements are harsh.
So should we go over there and start our own porn company?
Emphasis on the little. But I definitely I'm good, man. I'm gun shy. I don't want to pee in the same fucking stall, like near the next stall. Like I think I'm be able to jizz.
You ain't no bukkake star, bro.
I'm not.
You just called yourself Steph Curry, bro. Steph Curry's clutch.
I said Steph Curry. If I got a shoe, like in my own house, yeah. In my own house, I'm Kobe. But in a bukkake, I'll be Shaq at the free throw line. So this one's dark. Would you rather drown or burn to death?
Drown.
Which one's faster?
Those are both tough. Because drowning, you literally can't do anything about it. But burning, I feel like the pain that you go through is...
But wouldn't you be numb really fast?
Not necessarily.
Yeah, I feel like all your pain receptors would be on fucking fire. So I think drowning may be a little bit easier because you'd probably be scared, but... You know, your body would be freaking, but at the same time, like, unless I can jump on a lava? Is that a thing? Because I think once you jump on a lava, that's your ass.
It's literally burn you at the stake like a fucking big ass witch.
All right, sign me up for the water then.
I would take burn because I'm terrified of water as is, like the ocean. So I'm good. I don't want to go through all the terrible things.
Hey man, you ain't no bukkake star, bro.
I'm not. I never said I was. Would you rather, motherfucker? Are you a bukkake star? Would you rather fulfill your biggest wish or resolve your biggest regret?
Biggest wish.
I
got that big regret.
I got a few, but it ain't worth it.
I ain't going backwards. Oh, okay. I'm not even gonna read one.
Read it. Go.
This one's really disgusting, dude.
Don't be beach.
All right, you answer first.
All right.
Would you rather drink a cup of your mom's period blood or your dad's sperm?
Good luck with that either.
I told you it's fucking disgusting. You're like, don't be bitch. All right, you answer first. We'll wait.
Do I get bread?
Either way, you're drinking your siblings. So.
Either way? Wait, has to be a full cup of both or just like a load of each?
It's one cup. Like, if you think of a cup when you baking, it's one cup of period blood or one cup of jizz. Which one you eating? Or drinking. It's very viscous.
Go with the blood.
I'm going sperm.
We don't have to answer that. Oh, damn.
And now the game is over. Which one are you going with, Andrew? I'm going with sperm because I think that's easier. To me, because period that yo, that's
yeah. I think I'm gonna go to sperm too.
Because period blood is like
mixed that could be chunky, bro.
And yeah, like period blood chunky. Is mixed with a lot of shit, so I'm good. And the smell is probably gross.
You asked for it.
Yeah, he did. I tried. I tried. You don't be bitch. I motherfucker. this one's kind of weird. Would you rather be a superhero or a wizard? Like, would you like a superhero like Marvel DC, or would you rather be like Harry Potter?
Yeah, I'd be a fucking superhero. Yeah, wizards are stupid.
All they do is stupefy. They do one fucking he was in Hogwarts for so many fucking
something
years,
Patronum,
and he only learned like one fucking spell. Stupid ass shit.
What is it? Some mamas? Stelliamus, is it?
I don't know what the fuck it is. Well, all I know is that they just kept doing the same stupid fucking cantation.
Would you rather know what your pets think of you or never hear them speak?
Never hear them speak. Like regular.
Technically, yeah, you never hear them speak. So I'd rather hear what they got to think because then maybe you can change their opinion.
Yeah, what if they're like, yo, Arf, put down the fork. Arf, put down the fork. I'm hungry.
But like, you eating again? But yeah, that's a little dick, bro.
That would suck. If you getting dressed and they're like, wow. Your pet turned into Owen Wilson. Wow. Like you little beep. So which one? So you're going with hear your pets, and you're going with not hear your pets.
Yeah.
Would you rather shout all the time or whisper all the time?
I already talk pretty low. I don't really.
Yeah, I did too.
I don't need to get loud.
I would rather whisper because I already know what the other one is. I always shout, like being partially deaf. You always fucking talking mad loud. Would you rather be a tree that can feel pain or a snail that would never die?
I'd rather be a snail.
I think I'll be a tree.
That's tough. At least a snail can move.
Yeah, tree. You're just a tree fuck.
And you get pissed off. Yeah, but the thing is, the snail, you like, or the tree, you could get burnt down.
The snail
can't die.
Such a fucking boring life, I feel like.
Yeah, but think about the tree. You a tree in California, you going up in wildfires, and you could feel pain.
Yeah,
I'd rather be the immortal snail. Maybe somebody will find you, put you in a little pharmacarium or something like that, you know?
Or like Pickle Rick, you get the armor.
Well, what's that?
I'm Snail Rick.
Yeah, but you got to be a genius. We ain't at that level.
Definitely not. Well, all three of us combined. let's do five more, and that'll be at 45. And would you rather pay or get paid every time you have sex? Get paid. Why would I want to pay?
Yeah.
Kind of dumbass shit.
That should have been a little, like, you get paid, but you got to do it with an ugly chick or a dude.
Yeah.
And then you got to pay for the hot chick or whatever.
Would you rather be a home wrecker or be home wrecked?
I'd rather do the home wrecking because I did do the home wrecking once. So.
Would you rather never have to pee again or never have to shit again?
Shit.
Yeah, definitely.
Peeing while standing up is a privilege, man.
You stand to pee? No.
You don't stand to pee?
Wait, what country is it that they sit down to pee? It's Norway or something?
Or I was going to say France, whatever. The French probably do. I think never shit again would... Like my life would be a lot different.
You could piss anywhere. You can't take a shit just anywhere because you gotta be able to wipe.
You gotta take off your sock and just work it, and then that's
been there.
I ain't about that.
I've definitely been there. I've used sock, underwear, undershirt, bandana. Paper towels. I've definitely been down that road.
Ah, man, wipe with those brown paper from the
been there.
God, that is so brutal.
Would you rather? Okay, that one's lame. Would you rather eat a whole jar of mayonnaise or a tub of butter?
Oh, sign me up for the butter.
I think butter, yeah, because I'm not a big. Would you rather? Okay, there's the last one. Would you rather pee every time you stand up or poop every time you sit down?
Pee. Do it.
So you just stand up and piss?
Yeah.
You might need a catheter at that point.
Hater?
Because then you always got to sit on the toilet.
Yeah, pretty much. You're just kind of constricted as if you piss.
At least a pee. I would say
you
pee
put
as
it in
well.
A cup and that's it.
I would say pee. No, you piss your pants. I would say pee is because, like, every time you sit, that's going to ruin sitting for you. Like, you know when you sit down on a hard day where you're like, every time you sit, you got to take a shit?
Yeah, I supposed to gotta go to work and shit like that. A dude sit on the train, sit on your computer chair.
Exactly.
The rest of your life is just going to be laying down. You might as well just live in an iron lung and call it a day.
Fence Rider, you know how shitty church would be? You pissing shit all over the fucking pew.
Every time, bro.
They're like, get up. And you're like, damn. Yeah. And they're like, you know what? Take a seat. You're like, fuck.
Every time he leaves, you hear the quick as he squishes out the door.
So the last thing I had, I have a lot. This was important food rules to know for every state in the U.S. I found this kind of interesting. Like, I didn't know if I didn't know if there would be like the random rules that they have. Like, if you scroll down, it's kind of interesting, but then kind of lame. Now that I'm looking at
it. Spit it out.
Now some of them are kind of lame. There's another topic that I seen. I'm scrolling through my. Bench Rider, you said it off air, but you finally listened and got yourself into Rick and Morty. So yeah. How are you feeling about it?
I think it's not as, like, it's not hilarious to me, but it does have its moments, and it's entertaining. Like, I watch it, and I think what has me going is the fact that you guys threw up, like, the theory of you think that Rick killed Morty in the past, or Morty died and he's just trying to, like, do something about it.
That was my theory. That at the end, like, he's like, Morty dies every time he hits 18, and like the reason why Rick keeps bringing him, like, going to another planet or whatever, or getting it from another reality, because he's trying to cure him. And like that is something that I, you know, that would be kind of cool if, like, the last episode is like him not crying. And you think Rick is just this asshole, and like they show him, like, go back. He gets a Morty and he starts over with him. And then he's like, you know, I'll get it done this time. Like, that's how it kind of ends, where the whole thing was about the journey, him getting close to his grandson, but also him trying to, like, heal or prevent the thing that is killing Morty.
I think those, what about you, Harry? Didn't you have a theory as well?
Yes.
Oh, no, really. You did?
I mean, there's tons of theories for Rick and Morty. I don't...
No, but what's yours?
your like, original.
That Rick, I don't know. I mean, I always spin the craziest theories of like, you know, there's always a theory of like every episode is a different Rick and Morty. It's never the same Rick and Morty twice. In theory, because so much like fucked up shit keeps happening to them in different worlds. And then there's always like the small continuity issues. So there's always that theory of like, it's never the same guy. And if you watch some of the more recent episodes,
really? I thought it seems like it is because even like they even mention it. Like,
no, sometimes it is. But the thing is, like, they say that since the original dimension he came from was C-137, he destroyed that world. He Cronenberged it. Then they left the two, the Rick and Morty died in that world, and they took their spot. That's a whole different reality. So they're not even in their original reality no more. So yeah. Only every now and again do they mention they're from C-137. There was also a time with before the Council of Ricks was destroyed that in the mix-up at Atlantis episode, Tales from the Citadel, a Rick and Morty show up and don't know who they are. They think they're a different Rick and Morty. So there's all these theories that say that it's never the same ones. You never know it is. And Rick has also referenced the fact that everything happens in every dimension all the time. So usually whatever happens tends to happen across the board. So there's always a huge back and forth. Like, is this the same Rick and Morty all the time?
I think that's what's keeping me going. Like, I really want to see the, what's the end game?
If you watch season 5, there was some stuff in the first episode, which is weird. Some of the episodes of season 5 are just fucking weird. But you'll see there's stuff like in the background and all that shit of like some things pointing towards different Ricks or things happening that the Rick that we've been watching wasn't there for. Or like there's a lot of... Like you said, a lot of continuity errors or like on purpose, like showing because we might get to the point where we have no fucking idea ever who's like the real Rick. Or in the last one where they keep doing the clone Ricks, like if they keep doing there's an episode where they keep doing like they show when like he a, dies, a, and then he they show well they show Rick and Morty and the family and they show them and then like invaders come in, kill all of them. And then it cuts to Rick, and he's like, he looks at his watch. He's like, man, they got another one of our clones. And then it cuts again to them getting killed. Like, it just keeps happening over and over and over again. And I think eventually you're just not going to know what fucking Rick we're looking at.
Is this the last season?
Yeah, season 5.
They were decoy families. Every time he made a decoy family, that decoy family made a decoy family. And then it becomes like... exponential. But there's also a thing in I saw the 7th episode of the Voltron episode, which leaked, so I already watched it. And
haven't watched it yet.
You'll be all right. There's a part where there's multiple Smith families, and you can see that they don't know each other. Like Summer walks over to Jerry, and she's talking to him, but doesn't know if that's her Jerry. Then she talks to her mom, and doesn't know if that's actually her mom. So the question is, how many times have they been interchanged, you know, with different
What happened with Jerry as well? Remember the Jerry daycare?
Yeah, that they say that's not even the right Jerry of the dimension that they hopped into. So it's all kinds of craziness.
I'm glad you're getting it. It's definitely really cool. Because I mean, I the reason why I got into it and I love it is because this is like the closest thing I'll get to more Back to the Future stuff. Because it has that feel. And then next week we could touch base a little bit on Loki, the ending and all that stuff, because I don't know if you guys seen it yet, and we don't have much time.
I finished.
So we can touch base on that and
Masters of the Universe
and there's a bunch of shit for next week. So the last thing I want to just read the headline of a Florida man, and it says Florida man tries to evade and evades cops. Mm-hmm. Arrest by cartwheeling away. Literally just like I wish there was a video, but there's not. Like him just fucking cartwheeling away from the cops. Thwarted again.
Ninja.
Go ninja. So don't forget to rate, view, and subscribe to Knuckleheads Podcast on all platforms. Buy our shit on Teespring. I'm the fanboy.
I'm the hater, and I grossed myself out this episode, I admit it.
Yeah, you did.
Yep.
And I'm the fence rider. You just listen to the best podcast you never heard of.